Welcome back to the Passion Struck podcast, and thank you each and every one of you who come back every week to listen and learn how to live better, be better, and impact the world. And if you're new to this show, or you would like to introduce it to someone you know, a great way to do that is through something we have called Starter Packs. These are collections of your favorite episodes organized by topic that will give any new listener a great way to get acquainted to everything that we do here on the show. Just go to passionstruck.com/starterpacks to get started. And if you haven't been there before, you can also visit and subscribe to our YouTube channel at John R. Miles. And there you will find over 200 different videos, some of these long form interviews, while others are short 2 to 5 minute mindset moments. Please go check it out if you want a weekly dose of inspiration. And over the weekend, we passed an extremely important milestone. For those of you who may be new to this podcast, we started it in February of 2021, and we are now on episode 88. But over the weekend, we passed over 200,000 downloads of this podcast, and I truly want to express my appreciation to each and every one of you for helping us on our mission to spread how to live an intentional life, which was the purpose behind this whole Passion Struck movement that I started a year ago. Thank you for helping us reach so many people, now in 60 countries and over 40,000 downloads per month. And now I'm going to highlight the fan of the week, who is Quincy from the United States. And Quincy writes, "Keep up the amazing work. I love listening to you all every day, and keep up the good work." Thank you, Quincy, for your review. And thank you for helping us achieve over 2,700 five-star reviews in the US Apple Store alone. Today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about why you need to stop hiding the true you. It's an episode that is at the core for why I started the Passion Struck movement. I believe too many today are hiding behind a mask we wear that hides who we really are and the superpower we are meant to bring to the world. Thank you for choosing the Passion Struck podcast and choosing me as your host and guide on your journey to living an intentional life. Now, let the journey begin. Welcome, visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life who unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck. Do you ever feel like you're not you? Maybe you're unhappy at work, in your marriage, or with the general direction your life is going. It's not uncommon that we one day wake up and realize that we're spending a tremendous amount of time trying to fit into the role that society tells us we should be. But here's a secret. Fitting into society is not equivalent to ultimate happiness and fulfillment. It will only lead to you trying to hide who you really are, causing you to feel unhappy and unsatisfied. Here's the truth. The only way to feel genuinely fulfilled and happy is to stop hiding who you are. Stop pretending and start showing the world the real you. The society we live in is very good at telling us what we should be like. For example, certain professions are more prestigious than others. Therefore, we should pursue them. There is also a certain way we should look at and a specific way we should lead our lives. Work out regularly, eat healthy food, earn as much money as possible, etc. All these rules you should follow and all these criteria you should take on in your personality often result in you being someone you are not. It's like putting on a mask every day and spending a lot of energy trying to conform to someone else's image of who you should be. Research shows us that we're meant to live our lives as part of a group. This is common among mammals, and we are, after all, mammals. In fact, studies have shown that our well-being increases when we feel that we are part of a group, both mentally and physically. Knowing this, it's not hard to understand why we struggle so hard to belong somewhere. When this profound, fundamental need meets today's societal, narcissistic norms, there is a bit of a collision between the two. Let me explain. In today's public eye, there are certain opinions you are expected to have. You're also likely to say and think specific things that are considered politically correct. In order to fit in, you need to jump on the mainstream train and say and do the accepted things. If you don't, you might get canceled or ostracized. We'll be right back to the Passion Struck podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Issue. I know for me, first impressions are everything. So if you're looking to impact your online content, you need Issue, the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content. From marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks or brochures, Issue features your creative in an easy-to-view way on any device. What I truly love about it is I just make content one time and can distribute it everywhere. It is as simple as that, and your content is already optimized for engagement and ready to share. Issue also works seamlessly with tools you already use, like InDesign, Canva, and Dropbox. Get started today with Issue for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use promo code PassionStruck. That's issuu.com/podcast and use promo code PassionStruck at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code PassionStruck. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the show. Your support of our advertisers keeps the lights on around here. And I know all those codes and URLs can be tough to remember, so we will make sure we put them in the show notes. Please consider supporting those who support this show and make it possible. Now, back to Passion Struck. Also, the climate of society today is cold and rough. Nothing is accepted except for a very narrow path of opinions. Opinions that a small group of people have decided are okay. This is why we do this to ourselves. This is why we pretend to think and be things because we don't want to be excluded from the social scene of our context. Of course, if you need to hide behind pretense in order to continue being a part of your social context, you are in the wrong place and should get out of there. To hide behind pretense is not something we wake up in the morning and tell ourselves we're going to do, yet sometimes we do it without even knowing it. Probably because we've been taught to do it or told we should think and who we should be. Because of this, we might live all our life without even knowing that we're pretending to be someone we are not. Being told who we should be results in not really knowing who we are to begin with. Jim Carrey talked about this in an interview a few years back. He essentially said that he does not exist and is just an idea. Of course, Jim Carrey is an actor, and his thoughts stem from the fact that he can actually put himself away for a few months to be someone else literally. If you can put yourself aside, then who are you really? So reflecting around your identity can be exciting. And the phrase, you can be whoever you want, is essentially true because you can be whoever you want. You really need to think about what you anchor your identity to. What defines you? Is it your beliefs? Is it your financial position? Is it the people who love you that define you? Of course, Jim Carrey thought this reflection was highly liberating. The fact he does not really exist means that he doesn't have to be bound to specific ideas or opinions. He's not stuck with negative emotions and anxiety anymore. He used to suffer from depression and anxiety, but now says, "The rain comes, it rains, but it doesn't stay. It doesn't last long enough to immerse me and drown me anymore." Either this insight gives you some relief, as it did for Jim Carrey, or maybe it causes you to panic. It's really about knowing what is real and genuine. There will be things in your life that are lies and deceptions. These things might seem real and valuable, and you might think these things are important to you. You need to develop the skill to locate these elements that do not align with your core values. Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's obvious. Let me give you a couple examples. A typical lie is that your body should be shaped in a specific way. That is an absolute lie because everybody looks different and diversity is beautiful. Another lie we often tell ourselves is that your job should be your top priority. The truth is, it should never be the most critical thing in your life. While your career is where you spend a significant portion of your time, is that what really defines you? Instead, isn't it your health, family, friends, purpose, and passion that define you? Of course, you can find your way out of the matrix, just as Neo did. Actually, if you follow the points I'm going to give you, you will never even get lost in the matrix in the first place. The key is to stop pretending that you are someone you are not. Stop letting society shape you and start shaping the world instead. After all, that's what brings fulfillment. So first, start with yourself. Let's say that you have a prestigious job that pays a lot. You worked hard to get there, and maybe even you're in debt because of it. That's true for almost anyone. You will find yourself trying to explain why you should power through, probably thinking, I've worked so hard to get there, or it pays so good. But in the end, who cares about how much money you make if you're not happy? All the money in the world, we all know, can't buy true happiness. So stop lying to yourself and get out of the job to pursue something that actually brings you joy and a feeling of fulfillment. Second, have the courage to change. It's not because it's hard that you don't dare to do it. It's because you don't have the courage to do it that it seems hard. As Buddha said, your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. So don't chicken out. Do it. Leave the job or relationship that makes you unhappy and change your life for the better. Find the courage. It is somewhere inside of you. Be courageous. Take control of your own life. Third, stop trying to fit in. There's no point in trying to fit in with a crowd that doesn't mean anything to you. Chances are the only reason you try to do so is that society is telling you that you should. It's crucial to have good connections, right? We all want them. It's also important that other people like you. Sure, if you're showing them your true self, but if you pretend to be someone else, then who are you trying to fool? Probably yourself in the end. It is far more worthwhile being who you actually are and enjoying life like that than trying to fit in with people who wouldn't care about you if they knew the real you. Fourth, stand up for what you actually believe in. This can be hard, especially if you have controversial opinions. It's so easy to just nod along, agree with people, and go along with the flow all the time. Sure, it's easy, but it doesn't mean it's right. You shouldn't adjust your opinions to fit in or gain false friends or admirers. You should stand up for what you actually believe in, even if you know that your views will upset some people and provoke others. So stop being a pushover. Fifth, stay on the right track. It's essential to check in with yourself every now and then. Take a break from everything, separate from the crowd, and have some alone time. Knowing yourself also means spending a lot of time with yourself, especially if you've gone through an identity crisis where you've temporarily lost track of who you are. The key to getting to know anyone is to spend a lot of time with them, and that is even so much more true for yourself as well. This might come as a surprise to you because you are with yourself all the time, right? No, not really. You pay very little attention to yourself when you're constantly in a crowd. You pay a lot of attention to other people. If you spend all your time in groups, you spend none of your time with yourself. So I've talked a lot here, but what are some of the key takeaways from today's episode? It is not easy to know who you actually are, especially in a world that constantly confuses you and forces beliefs on you. What society tells you is not always the truth. And just because most people jump on the mainstream train doesn't mean it leads to the land of milk and honey. The chances are that the destination for or that mainstream train is a place far removed from your own heart. On the train, you might have to hide behind your cloak to make sure you're not thrown off in the middle of anywhere. Learn how to see what is real and true in your life, and learn to identify the lies that are around you. Jim Carrey might have a point when he speaks about putting yourself aside to pretend to be someone else for a few months. If we can do that, then who are we? And if we put ourselves away for several years, what happens to us? In the end, you need to be true to yourself and stop hiding behind a wall of pretense because society tells you what you should think and who you should be. Stop letting other opinions weigh more than your well-being. You are your own worst enemy and best ally. It's up to you to decide which path you will take. Only you can be 100% you, and the people around you want to know the real you, not someone you pretend to be. I hope today's message has brought you fulfillment and given you guidance on how you too can drop pretense and start living the intentional life that we all want to live. And if you'd like to hear another episode that speaks to today's topic, I recently did one on life's transition points. And I have found in my own life that it's not the defining moments that define who we are. It's life's transition points. And that episode will give you a great explanation of what transition points are and how you can apply that philosophy to your life. Thank you again for choosing the Passion Struck podcast, and I can't wait to see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.